And what makes you think that I want anything to do with that? You might have never been told this before, sweetie, but cock size doesn't really matter. Unless you're a size queen or an insecure man, and I think it's pretty clear which one of those two applies in this situation. I bet it's embarrassing. Can never hide when you're hard. Everyone knows what a pathetic little pervert you are. Let me ask you something. Do you think that just because you have a big dick, you don't have to do any work to have sex with a woman? You think that just ramming into her cervix is gonna be enough? Because maybe for a hardcore masochist, but most women aren't interested in that. And I know that's hard to hear, but it's just the truth. Women want to be able to actually take a full dick, not feel like they're being tortured for information from the CIA. I bet you went through life thinking that as long as you had a big dick, you didn't have to do anything else. You're solid. All these women will want you. But the only women who want you, well, if they get you, they're gonna figure out that that's all just stupid fucking propaganda by other guys who want to feel superior to other guys. Yeah, real women want an actual partner. Someone who knows what they're doing. Someone who can actually make them feel good. Not someone whose dick is more of a hindrance than anything. I bet you spend all your time comparing yourself to guys with average or small cocks and trying to make yourself feel better about your complete lack of sex appeal. The only one pathetic here is you, sweetheart. Look at you. Tied up, thinking I wanted to fuck you. Oh, if only. Seeing your massive monster cock just makes me so horny. I bet that's what you thought I was gonna say, huh? No, honey, I didn't kidnap you because you wanted it. I didn't kidnap you because I wanted it. No, I kidnapped you because someone needs to teach you a fucking lesson. That fucking ego is bigger than your cock. But you didn't think anything could be bigger than that, huh? Still hard, I see. What? Is this turning you on? Do you get horny when you get bullied? Maybe it's just hot that I'm actually telling you the truth. I'm sure you've noticed it with your past partners. They don't actually like having sex with you. It's just cool that you have a big dick. Keyword, cool. Not pleasurable, not desirable, not even fucking hot. Just neat. It's just a number. But you can't even get it all the way in without her feeling so much pain that you have to pull out. How does it feel, never being able to fully fuck a pussy? Knowing that guys with average or smaller dicks, while you're out here calling them pathetic, they're the type of guys women really want. They know what they're doing in bed, and they don't have a big, stupid, dumb cock to get in the way. Fucking loser. One day, well, actually, maybe never if men continue to be in charge, but one day, men like you will all be put in their place. You'll all realize that having a big, stupid cock doesn't fucking matter. It's how you use everything to make a woman feel good. And again, you can't even get it in all the way. So it's not pleasurable to you, it's not pleasurable to your partners. Seems like you don't have a single leg to stand on. Which is ironic, considering you have fucking three of them. I can't tell if you're ashamed of having a big cock right now, finally being told the truth, or if you're just ashamed that you like it so much. And all the other women you've been with before who didn't give you the harsh truth. Were you hoping that they would? Were you fucking them bad on purpose to hope that they'd degrade you like this? Or is this just a happy accident? Are you ashamed that you like this? Because you should be. And you should be ashamed for being so fucking proud of that stupid cock. It's fucking useless. It's just like a trophy. The only thing that you can do with it is be prideful of it. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just for the aesthetic. And even that's not getting you very far. Okay. I think you've had enough. It's a shame that I have to touch you to knock you out again, but don't worry. I won't be getting anywhere near that thing. Assuming you've learned your lesson, I don't expect to be hearing much from your sex life in the future. Not that you had much going for you in the first place. fucking loser. But, you know, we'll check up on you every once in a while. And if it seems like you're letting your ego get the best of you, like you're letting the wrong head do the thinking, then maybe I'll have to get rid of that stupid cock for you. Take it down a couple inches, maybe. Get rid of it altogether. Maybe if you didn't have as much testosterone, you wouldn't be such a pathetic man, baby. Mine is bigger than his. As if that matters. You scared? Are you just horny? I'm sure you're used to wanting the people you can't have. But let's see if you're used to wanting people that want nothing to do with you. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not out of reach. I just kind of disgusted by you. You're just not all that attractive to me. And your big fat dick can't make up for your fucking loser-ass personality. So again, if you forget our little talk, then I'll humble you again in a much more physical manner. I could crush your balls. I could make it so you don't have that little size issue anymore. It wouldn't be so easy for me to do. I just show up going, you know what? I've changed my mind. I want your cock. I want your big fucking cock. And you'd probably believe it. Because you don't have a brain to think with. Funny. Anyways, I'm sorry if this gives you a concussion, but I'm gonna have to knock you out somehow so I can dump you away from my apartment. Don't worry, I'll try to make it quick. One good hit and you'll be out for a couple hours, right? This will hurt. Probably as much as it does when you just try and shove that thing in a pussy dry. You may have a big cock, but you're just as big of an incel as the rest of them.